97.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance.
Austin, hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs is waking up behind bars this morning. The hip-hop mogul was arrested in New York City last night after an investigation that's lasted nearly a year. ABC's Aaron Katursky will be in the courtroom today.
Diddy's attorney says we are disappointed with the decision to pursue what we believe is an unjust prosecution. Federal prosecutors say the charges will be unsealed this morning, but Diddy has been under criminal investigation since his former girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, accused him in a civil lawsuit of sexual and physical abuse.
Former President Donald Trump speaking out about the latest assassination attempt against him. Trump recounting on X what happened at his golf club in South Florida and praising his Secret Service detail.
All of a sudden, we heard shots being fired in the air. I was with an agent, and the agent did a fantastic job.
Former employees at OceanGate testifying in the Coast Guard's formal investigation into the implosion of the Titan submersible, saying they didn't originally know their mission was to even reach the Titanic. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment at the Universities of Wisconsin is up by a little more than 1,000 students. System President Jay Rothman says that's despite some challenges like the bumpy rollout of a new financial aid form and not enough money for the Wisconsin Tuition Promise Program. More official enrollment counts are expected in a couple of weeks. A program that helps small Wisconsin farmers and hunger relief efforts is marking its second anniversary. The Local Food Purchase Assistance Program gives grants to farmers who set aside some of their fresh produce for food pantries.
This guaranteed income has allowed farms to invest in their operations and do things that they otherwise wouldn't be able to do.
The program's Forrest Humphrey says the program allows hunger nonprofits to buy in bulk and cut down on transportation, which reduces their carbon footprint. Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Democrats are pumping $25 million into expanded voter outreach across 10 states as part of their effort to protect their narrow Senate majority. The new spending from the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, first shared with the Associated Press, comes less than 2 months until the November 5th election. It also comes as Democrats benefit from a fundraising surge since President Joe Biden ended his reelection bid and endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. The states include Arizona, Florida, Maryland, Michigan, Montana, Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Wisconsin. Democrats are defending seats in 8 of those states. Gas prices continue to fall. The average Monday was $2.96, falling 9.8 cents over the past week. This is over 38 cents lower than a month ago and 67 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said average prices are below $3 per gallon in 18 states. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Quarterbacks in the state of Wisconsin have had some misfortune this fall. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Badgers quarterback Tyler Van Dyke will miss the rest of the season after tearing his ACL in Saturday's loss to Alabama. Braden Locke will take over behind center for Wisconsin. The Badgers are off until a week from Saturday when they take on USC. The Packers also lost their quarterback in the opener when Jordan Love was hurt late in that game. He also missed Sunday's game against the Colts. Coach Matt LaFleur said that Love's return will strictly be a medical decision and that Love can play even without practicing this week, although LaFleur said he'd prefer Love get in some work. The Brewers got 2 home runs from Willie Adames and took down Philadelphia 6-2 on Monday. With the win, the Brewers can clinch a division title and a playoff berth today with a win and a Chicago Cubs loss. Milwaukee gets the Phillies again this afternoon in Game 2 of a 7-game homestand that also includes Arizona. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusca with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 87. For tonight, clear with a low of 52. Sunny, 86 for Wednesday. Back to the upper 80s, sunshine on Thursday. Chance of showers and storms by Thursday night. Storms could linger into Friday with a high near 86.
It's 54 right now. Save big on your flooring update now at Menards. Check out our great selection of durable and waterproof flooring that stands up to life's messes. Great Lakes Vinyl Plank is easy to install and features an attached pad for comfort and noise reduction. Update your living room, kitchen, bedroom, or bathroom with Great Lakes Vinyl Plank Flooring on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when we'll take your phone calls, ask what's grinding your gears, and more of our Text to Win Go for the Green and Gold contest. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin.
Good morning, Earl. How are you?
All right, man. You know, I was watching the weather this morning, and they predicted this is going to hurt you, man. 10 more days of this.
Yeah, you know, today might be even a little hot, but I can deal with it because the other side of the coin's right around the corner.
10 more days of high 70s, low 80s.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
Well, you know, it's not really fall until September 21st, right?
So, Sandy, is that Shangri-La or paradise?
Nirvana.
Oh, it's Nirvana. Yeah, 80 degrees.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
No humidity.
I guess. But since that's because our climate's turning into North Carolina, which, for better or worse.
Not bad, right?
Well, it depends, you know.
Oh, depends on what?
Well, I don't know. What is it going to do to our trees, our bugs?
Oh, and plus, you know, tourism in this state is predicated sometimes on the cold weather, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to the people who run the Birkebeiner up in Cable, Wisconsin. They need snow.
Yeah, and the people who do the ice sculpting and where they've got the ice caves.
Yeah, and the poor blokes who try to build ice rinks for their grandchildren.
You ever been up to I got to introduce you. If, you know, you're just joining us, it's none other than the effervescent Sandy Williams, my co-host.
Sounds like a drink.
Hey, good morning to you, Sandy. How you doing, man?
Doing well.
So I was just talking, man. So you ever been up to the ice caves?
I haven't, but I've seen videos of them and photos. They look unbelievable.
Would you go?
I think so. Apostle Islands is a long way to go. You know, it's about as far away in Wisconsin as you can get from where we are.
And so I can just imagine trying to stay warm walking through ice caves.
Yeah, well, ice caves will be 32 degrees, right? So that's why Eskimos live in igloos, because it might be colder outside, but it's 32 degrees or more inside the snow huts they make.
Hey, Sandy.
Yeah.
How do we get on talking about ice caves?
It was wishful thinking.
Hey, it's 80 degrees.
Yeah.
And maybe we need to turn this ship around.
Well, don't worry. It's going to happen.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Let me, before we... the vegetation around the house, man. How's it holding up? It's dry, man.
Yeah, it's dry.
Bone dry.
Yeah. And, you know, the sprinkling system sustains it. But, you know, it's interesting. Even though it's warm, all the vegetation seems to know what the date is. And it's turning, and the trees are turning. I was up in Wisconsin Rapids yesterday, and up there, fall is commencing, even though it was hot. I went up there to play golf at this Sand Valley Resort that's been built. It's unbelievable. This resort that's built by a guy named George Kaiser, who has built golf resorts around the country, and he's building one of the grand golf resorts in the country in Wisconsin Rapids on all these sand dunes. And I ended up playing golf went up with a buddy, and the other two people, one was from Philadelphia and one was from Salt Lake City, and they had traveled all this way to play golf at Sand Valley in Wisconsin Rapids. Well, and the foursome in front of us was from Texas. The one behind us was from California.
Well, you know, Sandy, golf outings aren't so safe anymore.
Again, depends on where you're playing and who you are, I guess. Yeah.
You know, Sandy, I don't want to, you know, I'm trying not to get engaged in what we're going to be talking about right away. I'm just trying to, you know, bide some time.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, kind of a thing.
Yeah, we're trying to bide some time. Mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, looking at, it's been dried, the fourth driest September on record. We had all that rain earlier, and everything was, you know, for those of us who don't have sprinkler systems, everything was just so lush and beautiful, and now it looks like Vegas.
Well, you know, this is part of ultimately some of the economic impacts of climate change. So, you know, climate change is going to apparently cause situational things, which is rain that's more intensive, that empties the atmosphere of its water more intensely, and then long dry periods that are sort of the flip side of that. Instead of having rain, you know, occur gradually over time, we end up with these torrential environmental or atmospheric rivers. And so, you know, it's a worrisome thing. I think that's the reason why the arguments about global change. First of all, I think what we ought to be talking about is the extent to which man's conduct, if we change it, could slow down global climate change. And I think the scientists tell us that we can. And because they tell us we can, then we ought to be considering, you know, doing it, because the costs of not doing it on our grandchildren is going to be astronomical. You know, the dikes they'll be building, the irrigation systems they'll have to make, the massive changes to infrastructure to deal with a climate that's different than what our country was in. Believing the climate would be when we developed.
So clearly,
I mean, Louisiana, look at New Orleans, look at Florida.
Oh yeah.
Look at all the coastal lands, you know, Donald Trump upside down thought process saying, well, with global climate change and the oceans go up, we'll just have more ocean front. Actually, we have less ocean front because as the nation shrinks, we have fewer miles of ocean frontage as the ocean rises. So, I mean, it's just crazy. It's crazy think.
So clearly Elon Musk doesn't agree with you. He's thinking of setting up man on different planets.
Well, I think he does agree with me. He's thinking,
I got to get out of here.
We're going to have to get out of here. he's like the guy who has one finger on the button for the bombs and the other one is building a bomb shelter.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, clearly, when you think about all of this moving and starting, you know, the space stuff, not opposed to it, but, you know, hey, man, let's fix this one first, right?
Really?
I mean, come on, man.
I don't want, you know, it's one thing to be a pioneer and cross the ocean. It's another thing to be a pioneer and fly to Mars.
Yeah, I know, man. And the chances of you really believing and thinking that sometime in the near future we're going to inhabit Mars. If you don't take care of this first, you won't have enough time to be able to, you know, realize, you know, starting another civilization on Mars.
Right. I mean, if there is a civilization on Mars, they aren't going to want us there.
kind of, I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know, kind
you spoiled, of. Spoiled our nest, and that will come in to spoil yours.
You know, Sandy, it still is amazing to me that we, a lot of us still don't take it seriously.
Which?
This.
Climate change.
Yeah, what's happening on this earth. You just see it in your own little area, right? I mean, if you just look in your own yard and you kind of see things.
Yeah, I mean, you could have two reactions to this. You could want to roll up your sleeves and learn more about it, or you could decide that you have to get rid of the National Meteorological Service. And you have to get government 2025. Yeah, Project 2025, which basically is the ultimate denier about all this, or at least the ultimate head in the sand thing about it. So, like, we don't want government to be impacted or the government policies to be impacted by this. So we're going to stop investigation of it, or we're going to at least stop all government participation in the investigation of this thing, which is of ultimate national interest, right? I mean, it's all of the people of the country who have a combined interest in this issue about global climate change. It's not just me, or it's not just one corporation. So who reflects all of us in terms of wanting to get more information about that? The government. But Project 2025 says, oh, no, we're going to get completely out of the business of anything that smells or thinks or talks like an investigation of global climate.
Well, you know, Sandy, the insidiousness of it is based on the fact that you and I and our generation, this is not going to happen before our time is over.
No.
So we have to be insightful enough and concerned enough about protecting the generations after us. That's really what this is, right?
Yeah, this is really just planning horizon. How far out into the future are we willing to think, and how unselfish are we willing to be with respect to our personal wealth and our capacity to have wealth as compared to that of our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren? You know, and it's not going to be an appropriate analysis of that to think, well, I'm going to amass great wealth and I'm going to leave it to my grandchildren and great-grandchildren so they're wealthy because of me. That's not what we need to do, because as far as Tom, Dick, and Mary are concerned, our great-grandchildren are not going to be wealthy because we leave them money. They're only going to be wealthy because we leave them a good world to live in.
Well, yeah, so what good is the wealth, man, if the world itself is unstable?
Exactly.
I'm Elon Musk, and I'm the first trillionaire, and yet the rest of the world is crumbling around you. I never understood that mentality.
Well, plus the fact, what are you going to do with $1 trillion?
I know.
After the first couple of billion, what are you going to do, right? No, I mean, the fact is...
Well, you're going to go to Mars, and you're going to establish...
Yeah, I mean, economists will tell you that as far as the rest of the world is concerned, someone who amasses vast fortunes doesn't spread it around. They don't spend it. They save it. They put it into investments that basically build wealth, but don't spread it around.
844-967-2789 is the number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host Sandy Williams and you. And you know what? I guess on the other side, we have to talk about the second threat to the life of presidential candidate Donald Trump.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually a really good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
News from the Center, WRCE.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. Sandy, the music.
Well, today it's football. You know, football season is now taken off. And like it or not, you know, there's Monday night football. There's Thursday night football. There's I think there's soon going to be Saturday night football, Sunday football, Sunday night football.
I don't like it.
It's on, you know, it's football anytime, all the time, regardless. And I was saying to you before, I used to live and die by the Packers. I still am a diehard Packer fan, but I can listen to the game while I do other things, or, you know, I've kind of weaned myself, and I think it's because it's saturation, you know.
Right.
And NFL's the biggest business in sports that there is, but you know, they're endangering themselves by, I think, just the extent. And maybe what's really got them going now is this game, the situational game, where people draft their own teams and play fictitious, you know, virtual football with their team.
I don't know you're going to get into it. I don't know, but I'm not going to get into that because I know so many people who, and they spend an inordinate, well, I can't say it's inordinate. People do what they want to do at their time, right?
Yeah.
So Sandy, a foiled second attempt at the assassination of Donald Trump. And what is so nauseating, Sandy, about it, is I've been listening to conservatives and they're blaming President Biden and Kamala Harris and Democrats for the rhetoric. Even Donald Trump himself and J.D. Vance are saying that the rhetoric from the Democratic Party and conservative talk shows, I was listening to one this morning on my way here, and they're saying the Democrats are the ones who are inciting.
You know, it's amazing, this principle of gaslighting, where, you know, where you have a fault and you accuse the other person of having that fault. That's, I think, the concept of gaslighting. You blame the other person for whatever happens. You know, Donald Trump has spent a lifetime trying to achieve notoriety. You know, crazies, when they decide to head out and shoot somebody, want to shoot people who are notorious, who have a great deal of public focus. Okay. And the way that Donald Trump achieves notoriety often is his rhetoric, which is very inflammatory, calling people derogatory nicknames, talking about how, if he doesn't get elected, it's the end of the United States. I mean, this is a man who's filled with inflammatory language, in his entire approach to politics and public life. And, you know, the Democratic language they must be talking about are people who are saying that they're worried about what it is that Donald Trump intends to do to the democracy, and the fact that he is looking for dictatorial powers. This is political speech, right? This is actually
not inflammatory.
This is not inflammatory. And it is actually, in, you know, from my respect, it is an accurate portrayal of the reason why the public ought to reconsider or consider whether they should vote for Donald Trump because of what it is he wants to do. Project 2025, his own language, his own behavior, the January 6th violence that he incited. So, I mean, to me, if the Republicans succeed in politicizing this and getting people to think in their own mind that somehow Democratic rhetoric is what it is that's causing crazy people to come out of the woodwork and make attempts on Donald Trump's life, I just think that that's wrong thinking. You know, I mean, the fact is that if Donald Trump weren't a notorious loudmouth, he wouldn't be getting this kind of negative attention.
So, Sandy, you are clearly a centrist. You're not a guy who, you know, is all in for the Democrats or the Republicans. And so I think you can look at this from not with a jaundiced perspective. So you hear what Donald Trump is saying, right? Yeah. You're not saying, well, okay, I'm a Democrat, so I'm this way, or I'm a Republican. You are a guy who can look at it from a balanced perspective. And what you see and what you hear is, in fact, like in this Huffington Post article this morning, Donald Trump claims rhetoric is causing me to be shot at. Sandy, whose rhetoric?
Well, you know, Donald Trump has successfully in his life constantly tried to portray himself as a victim.
Yeah.
Anyone who gets shot at is inherently, I suppose, potentially a victim. But the reason for it is not political. He's not been made a political victim. He's not been made by the Democrats to be the focus of this kind of assault. But he himself, however, gave a speech on January 6th telling people to go to the Capitol, fight like hell. You know, this is a time, you know, he told the Proud Boys to you know, stand back and stand down, but be ready, essentially, you know. I mean, this is a person who, when he was giving a speech, he was congratulating someone who was beating up one of the people who was heckling him in the back. Yeah, you know, yeah. So drag him out. You know, I mean, he's a person who talks with violence and with disdain, and the kind of disdain that prompts other people, I think, to think that he's calling them out to do their duty on his behalf. So, you know, I think it's frightening. I think we're lucky, quite frankly, that his rhetoric has not prompted people who follow him to take the kind of action that has been taken. But I'm glad that it hasn't. You know, and I think that what we need to do is figure out what to do about how these crazy people get AK-47s. Each case, this has involved an AK-47.
You know, Sandy, we're fortunate up to this point, and we hope that it remains that way.
Yeah.
But when you hear...
Elon Musk?
Yeah, but, you know, when you hear just this constant conversation, Fox News, I've been... You know, watching some of that. Same thing. The Democrats have led.
Do you have to take a pill after you do that?
An enema? I don't know. But Sandy, you just, people are following this, and all it takes is one, right?
Yeah.
And so they continue to do this. I mean, former President Donald Trump blamed Democrats on Monday for the latest attempt on his life, saying their rhetoric about him being a threat to democracy motivated a gunman at his property in Florida. Sandy, I don't think saying somebody's a threat to democracy. How do we get from saying you're a threat to democracy to, hey, somebody assassinate him?
Well, I mean, the fact is that he has staked out a position that is pretty radical, okay? And so to describe it as a threat to democracy is accurate. It does sound like a threat that would imperil the United States itself, but it isn't a call to arms.
All right, 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesday is my co-host, Sandy Williams. We're going to continue this on the other side.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A crash that injured 8 children in southeast Wisconsin yesterday was caused by a driver running a stop sign. Ozaukee County deputies say the impact knocked the Random Lake school bus over. 36 kids were on the bus. Some of them got bruises, concussions, and even broken bones. The SUV driver was ticketed. Efforts to expand the federal child tax credit have stalled in the U.S. Senate. Lauren Relaford of the Children's Defense Fund says it could have lifted 400,000 children out of poverty nationwide.
At this point, childhood poverty is a policy choice. The folks that have the power to do it know and have seen the evidence, and they haven't done it.
The Annie E. Casey Foundation's latest Kids Count report says 13% of Wisconsin children live in poverty. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. As disasters become more frequent and severe, it's important to ensure younger generations have the knowledge to keep them safe and build resiliency. September is Preparedness Month, and Ready Wisconsin encourages everyone to spend time this month teaching children and teens how to be prepared. Parents should talk to their children about what to do if there is an emergency at home, school, or daycare. Teach children when and how to call 911 in case of an emergency. Make sure they know who to contact and identify a safe meeting place by creating an emergency communications plan for your family. Put together an emergency supply kit with your children. Practice emergency plans at home, including knowing where your safe spot is in case of a tornado. Many are wondering about letters received from Richland County about a data security incident. If you received one of these letters, you can find the notice pertaining to the incident on the Richland County website, co.richland.wi.us. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Could Ewan McGregor play Obi-Wan Kenobi again? It seems the Force is still with him. After a string of canceled Star Wars shows in the last few years, the franchise is rethinking bringing back McGregor to play Kenobi, and McGregor says he's game. McGregor started playing Kenobi in 1999 in The Phantom Menace and played the character in the 6-episode series Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney+. The network has not given a definitive answer yet on whether or not the series will return for a second season. McGregor says there are still Obi-Wan stories to be told. There is one Goonie who is willing to say die, and her name is Martha Plimpton. Addressing rumors of a Goonies sequel, Plimpton posted on Instagram that there is no script, Spielberg is not involved, and there is no one from the original cast attached. But Goonies apparently stick together. Corey Feldman backs his fellow castmate, confirming on the artist formerly known as Twitter that he has not heard a peep about a sequel. Buzz kill. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 87. For tonight, clear with a low of 52. Sunny, 86 for Wednesday. Back to the upper 80s, sunshine on Thursday. Chance of showers and storms by Thursday night. Storms could linger into Friday with a high near 86.
It's 57 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
Man, you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, is your employer discriminating against you for your adult content creations? And John Nichols from The Nation Magazine and The Cap Times. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You know those horns sound like the Roman, the Romans doing, preparing for war.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that. Contrary to popular belief, I wasn't around when the Romans were blowing their horns.
I think that
maybe
was,
Sandy was.
Yeah. Was that Thursday Night Football?
Yes, Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, see, there's all these songs.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, we're talking about the rhetoric that is, everybody knows, is over the top. And everybody knows that, you know, Sandy, this type of rhetoric was not par for the course before Donald Trump came in. It's just true. George Bush Jr., during his run, you know, we didn't have this kind of rhetoric.
Well, I think we didn't have this kind of conduct either.
Right.
I mean, Donald Trump, obviously, everyone understood in 2016 that Donald Trump completely changed the way politics is talked, right? That the talk of politics became name calling. It became derogatory statements about people, outrageous hyperbole and exaggeration, thousands of misstatements and lies, just big, you know, it became a game, and it became a game that was designed to be psychological entertainment and to psychologically affect people. And that has persisted ever since. So Donald Trump came on the scene and changed everything in that manner. But he also, his conduct, particularly the conduct on January 6th, his take on the judiciary, attacking the judiciary directly, attacking the Justice Department, attacking the FBI, attacking all the establishment pillars of the government's enforcement of laws, was something that was different than anyone had ever done in the past, and made him, rightfully, in many people's minds, seem to be a danger to the norms of American government, to the pillars of American government. I think he himself believes that he is Samson, and he can tear down these pillars. And he wants to be he wants to get unilateral powers as president. He exercises them. He talks about his peers in the international scene, all of whom are strongmen. You know, he admires strongmen. Talks about it. So I think it's correct and appropriate for the people who run against him to point out January 6th, to point out the fact that he appears to want to change the government in the direction of an autocracy. So does Project 2025. And so these are rightful descriptions, political descriptions. He's not, these are not attacks or calls to arms, as he has done regularly. And I think you were reading to me a statement he made that it had built into it, you know, his own form of inflammatory talk while he was trying to play the victim by claiming that Democratic language in this campaign is causing people to try and kill him.
Well, so this is, you know, what you are just talking about. This is the Huffington Post this morning. This is Donald Trump. Their rhetoric is causing me to be shot at when I'm the one who is going to save the country. And they are the ones that are destroying the country, both from the inside and out, Trump told Fox News on yesterday. Trump expanded on the statement in a post on his website. The rhetoric lies and, the rhetoric lies as exemplified by the false statements made by Comrade Kamala Harris. He's a great English major, right?
Comrade. All right.
Hey, speaking of,
inflammatory.
Victory, all right.
Yeah.
During the rigged and highly partisan ABC debate and all of the ridiculous lawsuits specifically designed to inflict damage on Joe's, then Kamala's political opponent, me, has taken politics in our country to a whole new level of hatred, abuse, and distrust, Trump said. Because of this communist left rhetoric, the bullets are flying and it will only get worse, allowing millions of people from places unknown to invade and take over our country is an unpardonable sin.
Well, I mean,
inflammatory language.
I mean, the irony of that statement, accusing the Democrats of inflammatory language and then to carry out and say all sorts of inflammatory things, describing to the American people how it is that the people running against him are a danger to the country. You know, there has been talk about how the immigrants are an invading army that we need to worry about. And he has all kinds of, I'm confident that there are many people who follow him who are ready in a vigilante fashion to take on migrants. In fact, there are in Texas vigilante groups at the border.
In Ohio right now.
Armed. And in Ohio, his rhetoric about Springfield, Ohio, has Ohio under a lockdown, essentially, Springfield, with they're erecting watchtowers all around the city to look out for the dangers that are posed by people who have made bomb threats and are otherwise threatening the safety of Springfield, Ohio.
You know, Sandy, before we go any further, I looked up. Yeah, I actually got a lot of different things I looked up because I really wanted to come and have a conversation based on truth, especially as it relates to this belief that Republicans are having, saying that the Democrats are causing these death threats to Donald Trump. And so I dug up some information. So I kind of want to play, Calvin, this is a little, just 36 seconds. This is Donald Trump in 2021. And I think it's on CNN, and he's talking about what happened, the threat to Mike Pence's life. Calvin, would you play it, please?
Were you worried about him during that siege? Were you worried about his safety?
No, I thought he was well protected, and I had heard that he was in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
No, because I had heard he was in very good shape. But no,
you heard those chants. That was terrible. I mean, it was, you know,
he could have. Well, the people were very angry.
They're saying hang Mike.
Because it's common sense, John. It's common sense that you're supposed to protect. How can you, if you know a vote is fraudulent? Right?
Yeah.
How can you pass on a fraudulent vote to Congress?
Sandy, why didn't he respond when the man said, the people said, hang Mike Pence?
Yeah.
Where was the pushback? Hey, there's no place for that.
Well, he even justified their counter, their anger, their threats. I mean, that's the thing, that this is gaslighting. This is accusing somebody else of what has been your strategy, really. With respect to his dealings with the Proud Boys, his dealings in Charleston, he has been inflammatory, and he has constantly made statements that sound like a call to arms to the people who support him. And yet he now has been the subject, the object of two potential assassination attempts, and wants to turn that politically into, I guess, an inoculation against any sort of criticism that he might fall under from the Democrats, saying, don't criticize me, because if you do, someone's going to try and take my life. Oh,
well, Sandy, that's it in a nutshell. And so you are causing these threats to my life because of what you're saying. Never mind he causes threats to other people's lives almost every time he opens his mouth. Let's go to Madison, Wisco Paul. Good morning to you, Wisco Paul. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Earl and Sandy. Thanks for taking my call. I guess G6 never happened. I guess we just got to forget about that and move on. But this last bit of rhetoric, with Taylor Swift, I can't talk this morning. That's they could get her seriously hurt. I mean, he comes out and says he hates her. So it doesn't surprise me with anything Trump says. And he's losing, so he's got to do anything he can to try to turn the tide, which I don't think will happen. But saying you hate Taylor Swift is as low as you can go in my book. And that just happened yesterday. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Wisco Paul, thank you very much for the call. Sandy, he's absolutely right. Taylor Swift is just an average American citizen.
Well, she's not average, but she's got a huge following. Very popular, and of course,
But his, to hate
his,
her? But,
well, his rhetoric is that this is a sign of his intemperance. You know, he can say that he can say he's disappointed. He could say, wow, I got to change my opinion about her. She doesn't like me. But, yeah.
You said hate.
Well, I mean, that's the problem. His rhetoric is always hyperbole. It's always red hot, okay? And anyone who's against him, is he wants to cause the rest, the people who follow him, who believe in him, to develop the same degree of, he wants it to be dangerous to oppose Donald Trump. It's the same, it's whack-a-mole. It's what is done by dictators in countries. That's why dictators end up being strongmen who have to have a secret police, because they have to play whack-a-mole. If anyone sticks their head up, they have to make sure they make an example of them, okay?
Yes.
If you stick your head up and talk about me, I'm going to whack it off. And so everyone is going to see that, and they're not going to try that again. And that's really his modus operandi, and that's what he's doing right now. This is whack-a-mole. This is like, don't criticize me, because if you do, then you'll be blamed for whatever happens to me.
Well, you know, Sandy, for those who support him, I don't know how they can see this for what it is and then turn around and say, poor Donald Trump. The people who support him, they're not exactly, you know, some very smart people who support Donald Trump, but they can't seem to separate.
Well, you know, smart people aren't immune from conspiracy theories. And in fact, I think smart people often are the ones who think them up, because their imagination fills in the blanks when things are unknown. People who are smart think that they can figure it out. They can deduce what happens out of the few facts that are known. So we had conspiracy theories about the JFK assassination, about the Robert F. Kennedy assassination, about
Dr. King.
I mean, every time there's an act of violence, people want to fill in the dots with something that's maybe much more dramatic than what might the actual story be. And those conspiracy theories have long lives, because if it's hard to tell why, and, you know, this guy has, you know, he's got a gun, he erased the serial number. I can already visualize the conspiracy theory. He spent time in Ukraine, you know, Oswald spent time in Russia. I mean, it all begins to smell the same. And I'm confident that within days we'll have a pretty concrete conspiracy theory about how these dots get connected.
So Sandy, John Q. Public, or however it's called,
yeah,
the average person, I'm not saying they're not smart, but the average person, they're not running all of that through their brain. They're saying, they're attacking the guy who, as Donald Trump said, I'm here to save the country. And they actually take that to be truth. Donald Trump is going to save the country, and I've got to protect him.
Well, Donald Trump, in his narcissism, believes that he wears a cape, and that he, if he takes control, somehow everything's going to be better. He's got a concept for that. Doesn't have a plan. He's got a concept for a plan, which is that when I take over, now, it's unfortunately, he doesn't separate in his own mind Donald Trump having power, which is his ultimate objective, and the country being in better shape. He simply thinks that being the ultimate narcissist, like that his aura, when it's in power, will somehow make America a great place without having anything more than a concept of a plan for that.
Sandy, the operative word is when I take over.
Yes.
Yeah. Take over.
Take over.
844-967-2789 is the number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host Sandy Williams. We're going to continue the conversation on the other side. Hang on the phone lines. So,
you're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
News from the Center, WRCE.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesday is my co-host, Sandy Williams. Sandy, the music.
Well, football. And every football game you go to, you'll hear that music. It's sort of aimed at something like football, I think. But, yeah, Queen.
So let me do this before I go to the phone lines. Sandy, I did a little research this morning before the show, and I just wanted to point out some of the things that Donald Trump has said, some of the threats that he's made, as he and J.D. Vance blame the Democrats for making threats, causing, you know, the attempted assassination of himself. Reuters, February 29, 2024, judges in Trump-related cases face unprecedented waves of threats because of the things that Donald Trump said about these judges. 9/12/24, USA Today. Trump threatens to imprison Biden, Harris, Pelosi, and others. NBC News. Trump threatens lawyers, donors, and election officials with prison for unscrupulous behavior. Reuters, 5/14/24. Trump blasts his trial judges, then has fans call for violence. Reuters, February 29, 2024. How death threats get Republicans to fall in line behind Trump. Newsweek, 9/10/24. Trump faces backlash for Springfield bomb threat response. 8/15/23. Trump attacks on prosecutors and judges raise safety concerns for prosecutors and judges who fear for their lives. Judges fearing for their lives, Sandy. CNN, Trump defends threat to Pence. 11/12/21. Atlantic, 9/16/22. Nice democracy you've got here, Trump said. Shame if something happens to it. Sandy.
Well, I think he made light of Paul Pelosi. When he was attacked but with an assaulted and almost killed. And he made light of that. You know, I mean, violence is, he is often. Speaks of violence, you know, like I said, and he was congratulating people who were acting violently at his rallies, assaulting people who were heckling him.
So let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
But we were safer and more proud.
Oh, come on with that ridiculousness. Respond to what we're talking about, man. Respond to what we're talking
all
about.
Around the world.
Hey, CJ. So before we move any further, the conversation is about the threats to Donald Trump's life, and you and your response is okay, but we're safer and more prosperous. How's there a correlation between the two, man?
Well,
focus on. You got to keep the focus on this, because you can't defend Kamala's record. You can't defend Biden's record. You are unable to. So you
CJ, let me just interrupt. This is not talking over you, CJ, but actually Donald Trump is the one who raised this issue, okay? So we wouldn't be talking about the question of whether the Democratic rhetoric was the reason for the assault on Donald Trump's life. Donald Trump has clearly tried to politicize that and to take some kind of positive position with respect to what people ought to be thinking. We're talking about that because he talked about it. We're not talking about that because we're trying to deflect from policies. Donald Trump is the one who's trying to deflect from policies by talking about this.
Well, this morning in New York Post, this is J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance says, difference between right and left. No one has tried to kill Kamala Harris, calls on Dems to tone down rhetoric. CJ, you know, whether you want to accept it or believe it or not, it is J.D. Vance, Donald Trump, and Republicans who are talking about it. So that's why we're talking about it. So we're not going to let you deflect and change the subject. So if you want to respond to what we're talking about, fine, but I'm not going to let you change the subject.
Well, you certainly pick and choose who you accuse of it, because when Maxine Waters said, you get up in their face, tell them they're not welcome here anymore. I didn't hear you then, Earl.
Well, I didn't hear you then. Well, that doesn't sound like a threat. You know, I mean, I think that, personally, I think the conversation that Vance and Trump have tried to start here is goofy, okay? I think that it's simply trying to capitalize on a situation and trying to turn it into a lemonade. We're simply talking about it because we hope people don't let their emotions get into this and to believe the kind of rhetoric that's now being had by Trump and Vance, because it's silliness.
Well, the rest of the nation is talking about it because a couple days ago there was another threat on the life of a man who's seeking to become the president of the United States. That's the issue. And so I didn't even get into the fact that now over 30 death threats occurring to people in Springfield, Ohio, because of the rhetoric of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Go ahead, CJ.
Again, they are out there every day talking policy, and you won't even acknowledge the Kamala's for reparations. You hang up on me.
Wait a minute. When did Kamala come out for reparations?
He doesn't have that anywhere.
What date was that? Because it isn't current. So how historic is it if in fact it happened?
Video out there.
Well, no. When? Just tell me. No. The burden of proof is on you. You tell me when this thing happened, because I don't think it happened, but I don't know when it happened, and it certainly isn't current, and it certainly is not part of a platform.
Well, right, because she's hiding it.
CJ, you tried doing a little research. You've been throwing that around a lot lately. You need to do a lot of research other than Fox News. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Tuesday. It means Tuesdays. My co-host, Sandy Williams, and you hang on the lines. We'll be right back.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our statewide Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest continues, and we debut a completely legitimate and totally real new attack ad. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook. X. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.